Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Biggie ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking. Looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man. It's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max.
Yeah, what's up? This your little Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. Sunday fun day. You are tuned in live. We're all talking no filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Got so much to talk to y'all about. It feels so good to be back with y'all this week once again. Let me get the other two-thirds of this dynasty on the line. My girl Niecy, my dude, that dude, rap star. Yeah, what's the word?
Yeah. Hey. Popping, everybody.
Hey,
what's going on? Hey. She's so soft. She called me so soft. Hey, like,
I'm trying to stay woke. I'm tired.
What time to shake and bake now, girl?
I'm tired. Yeah,
let's get to the shit. We gotta get to the shit. We gotta get to the shit. The good shit. You know what I'm saying? We gotta get to the
shit. The shit.
Ain't no shit. Good shit.
I can appreciate
you ain't hear
that.
What I said.
But,
you
said what?
I said all shit, good shit.
Oh yeah.
All shit, good shit. I ain't gonna say that because some shit be just some bullshit. It's a difference now. But anyway, look, we got some shit together for y'all, man. We gonna jump off into these Dollhouse announcements real quick, and then we gonna be right back to get into that where they do that at. So let's go, Dollhouse Radio. Let's get it.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
If you're just tuning in, you live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hey, make sure you get at us, 646-595-4038. If you hear something, you want to say something, hit the 1. If you hit it by mistake, hit it again. It'll take you back. We won't even count it against you. But we're going to get into that. What do they do that at?
Yo, first off, I would like to say fuck the police and the Badger Clan.
This dude always wants to see what, okay, what's going on, babe? What's wrong? What got under your fence? What?
Man, these cops be stupid as fuck, son, like, on some real shit. So check this out, right? This woman by the name of Daisha Fisher of Georgia, she was driving in a car with her boyfriend, you know, little drive and everything. I don't know where they was going, but, you know, they was driving. I guess they was driving home. And there was some deputies. They was, you know, driving down and everything like that. And as they're driving down, the deputies did, like, a routine check. So as they checked them because they said that their windows were tinted. And as the windows were tinted, come to find out that the tint on the windows was actually legal. So they was doing the whole search and seizure shit, you know, looking for shit and everything like that. Come to find out, they seen a bag of cotton candy that looks suspicious. So I can't make this shit up, son, on the real.
Okay.
So as they, you know, took the bag out, they had, like, the roadside drug test that they got. And they did the test, and the test came out positive for methamphetamines.
Huh?
Yeah. The cotton candy that they took the roadside test, and they tested the cotton candy, and the cotton candy was positive for methamphetamines. So the woman, she's begging and pleading the cops to, you know, take the test again, because she's saying this is some bullshit. You know, it's cotton candy, it's not meth. The police denied it and said no, they're not giving her a second chance to test it. So it landed her in jail for 3 months, with her bail being $3 million.
Damn,
okay.
God.
Yeah, $3 million. Now, Georgia's borough investigation tested the bag of cotton candy for themselves. And guess what? The motherfucker came back negative.
I'm suing everybody, down to the governor. I'm suing. First of all, what the fuck? How do you... So first of all, okay, the cottony, good, melty in your mouth treat that I enjoyed as a kid is not, it don't have meth in, right? Is that we? I'm just clear.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have meth.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
It doesn't have meth, but somehow the punk ass police, when they tested it, they had the roadside, you know, drug test that it tested positive for meth. She got locked up for three months with $3 million bond. Now, when the borough of the Georgia Borough of Investigation, they tested the cotton candy itself, and they tested it was negative. It didn't have nothing in it. It was just regular ass cotton candy, like she said. So Fisher is now suing the Monroe County Sheriff's Department. They actually broke it down and said that the type of road test that they, you know, that they have is called the NARC-2. And the testing was actually known for sometimes having false positive tests.
Mm.
So,
oh, that's back in the bag in her favor right there. The fact that that was known, that first of all, it's not even sanitary. I mean, if you think about it, think about how many things can contaminate somebody trying to give you a roadside. That's sloppy in itself any fucking way. I think that's crazy. I would have been wigging out. My attorney is on speed dial, so please pull me over on some bullshit like that. And I'm in jail for 3 months. That lady served 90 days in jail over a false positive.
That $3 million bond. $3 million bond. Mm-hmm. And she you know, pleaded with the cops, you know, to do it again, you know, to test it again. They wasn't doing it. But it reminds me of, you know, cops are fucking stupid. They're stupid, and they're always looking for some shit. They're always looking for some shit, even if it's not what it seems. They're always trying to dig deeper because they're trying to make a quota, and they're trying to make it to be like they're just superheroes trying to save people, but they're really fuck-ups for real. I remember I was driving my dad's car a few years ago.
Why did they even pull her over, though? They pulled her over.
Because it was a routine traffic stop, but when they stopped her, they was trying to say that her windows were, you know, the number on
her windows
were
too much.
Yeah, but they were legal. They were legal. So they're just fucking, you know, they just fucking with people.
Remember, any fucking way.
You know what, like I said, well, I remember I was driving my father's car one day and something was wrong with the registration. Nobody told me this or anything, but I'm driving around and they stopped me, pulled me over. Tell me to get out the car. Now, while I'm driving, I'm smoking a Black and Mild. Just a regular, you know, Black and Mild wood tip wine.
Legal.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
They could have sworn, they was swearing up and down that there was marijuana. I was smoking marijuana in the car. He told me up and down, you're smoking weed. I was like, if you don't know the difference between marijuana smoke and a Black and Mild smoke, you need to go back to the police academy because that's some bullshit. I'm on the side of the road. They looking for. I said, did you find it yet? They said, not yet. I said, well, if you find weed in the car, let me smoke it before you haul my ass to jail, because that's some bullshit. They didn't find it, of course. You know, so you know, the police
be
on some bullshit.
These days, they'll try to put something in there. You know what I'm saying? They will drop the throw down quick. Just
real
looking
shit.
To
they
make
know
a quota,
they
like you said. Yeah, just looking to make a quota. That's sad.
I mean, it's sad. I mean, I don't really understand with the whole, when it comes to stuff like that, it's certain things that I think should just be off the table. If you're going to, before you even go inside my shit, because it's so easy to just infiltrate something into a scene, because we've seen people do it. We've heard people have gotten in trouble for this. Now that they have the body cam thing, and that needs to be something that's across the board. The minute you get into your car, that should be something that's, you know, vote on that. We need to vote on shit like that. Like, every municipality needs to have that on. As soon as you are functional in your vehicle, it needs to be on. We've seen people, policemen, police officers, male, female, that have done things or tried to cut off the cameras to do certain things that will make something look bad on, or make them look like they're doing this big bust, or, you know, we've seen it. We hear them, oh, I thought they trying to turn everything off, but they really don't know how to operate it for real. You know what I'm saying? So we know that they sometimes have a propensity to do janky shit. So, I mean, there needs to be some across the board. Anytime somebody can pull you over, they can automatically say, oh, I smell marijuana in the car. You can, it don't matter what, it could be a fucking piece of shit under your seat. It could be an old French fry. And they talking about it smell like blood in there. I want to search. Bring me a dog. Don't touch my shit. Don't touch my shit. Bring the dog. Let the dog find it. You going in my car and going under my seats and up against my head rest and all that, you can do anything you want to do. So how is that fair to me? How do I defend myself against the people who want to do fucked up shit? All of them need to get fired. And fuck all that suspended with pay bullshit that they love to do. Fire their ass. That's 3 months
it's
of that woman's life.
That they do, it's a well-known fact that they do throwdowns all the time. throw anything. Yeah. Pull it right on out their pocket. And I've been in that situation many years ago. And the shit they said, that I was in the back seat of a police car. You know, I was already arrested for something else. And they came back into the headquarters and said they found some shit. I'm like, bitch, I don't do no drugs. You know what I'm saying?
Not
why
they
the fuck would I have
and said they found it?
Yeah, in the back seat, and I put it in there.
Wow.
And to this day, it said unspecified or something like that. The type of drug it was, like that. But bitch, you got something on me that I don't even know what the fuck it is. You know? This is some years ago, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
like,
that's horrible what happened to the lady. I hope she get every ounce, dime. You know what I'm saying? That's 3 months of her life that she was sitting in jail over.
Hell yeah.
It was already a known fact that it was giving off false positives. So why are you still allowing them to administer them, and it already came back that it's giving off false positives? I was scared. Because I used to love cotton candy. I had got scared for a minute. My heart had skipped a beat. Like, oh, my God, was I a kid? Was I a drug addict as a kid? And I didn't even know it. Because, I mean, y'all fucking with my life.
Because you know what's scary? What you're saying, like, it's cotton candy. And I'm like, they done learned how to do some old shit now? The fuck?
Okay.
Wow.
That's attractive to a child. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cotton candy. That's why when you said that, I'm like, oh, hell no. They done learned some new shit.
They done got some new shit. Hold on. Before you do that, we going to try this line real quick. Let's see if one of our listeners has anything to say. We're going to go to the line. 352, did you want to chime in about this?
Yeah.
You want all talk? No filter. Hello, 352, are you there?
Yeah.
Did you want to comment, or did you hit it by accident? Okay.
I'm here. I'm here. What is it you're all talking about?
Oh, well, you sound like. Did you eat some of that cotton candy or something? Because we were talking about.
No, no. The cotton candy with marijuana in it.
No, but what happened was
a lady
got pulled over, and they thought that there was a drug inside of some cotton candy that was found inside her car, and she spent 3 months in jail behind it. So we were just talking about,
that's
you know,
crazy.
Her situation and how she had to do. I know, right? That's crazy.
That's crazy,
but,
no. I'm not on anything like that, no.
No, well, Hey, as long as you over there, you cool. You sound feeling great, and we want you to feel great because
yes.
We want you to be here
yes.
and feel great
yes.
with us, and we appreciate that. But we gonna get back to this real quick, and we gonna keep the story pushing. But thank you for chiming in. We appreciate you following on the line. Hold on, stick in there with us. Man, that's crazy.
Like
hey, we love all our callers. You heard me. Yeah, we come as you come as you are. You heard me.
He kind of sound. I thought that was the clear eye guy. You know, the clear eye.
I thought it was the guy that calls and says the racist things. That's what I thought it was. I was like, oh God. But I'm glad
we don't do that around here. We appreciate everybody that called in. He was just trying to get the story. You know what I'm saying? So hey, that's some crazy shit that happened. You said what?
Wait, he said cotton candy with marijuana in it though. They make that?
No, they don't. That's what he
I'm
thought.
I'm pretty sure they
he
do.
He said it was
I'm
meth,
pretty,
not marijuana.
The caller did say, are you talking about cotton candy with marijuana in it? That's what I'm asking. I said, do they make that?
I'm pretty sure they do. Let's take a trip over to... Let's take a trip to Cali. I'm pretty sure they got it out there. Let's go to the West Side.
That's right. They put it in suckers. They put it in gummy bears. They put it in brownies. They put it in oil.
Yes,
why the fuck can't they put it in some cotton candy? Which window was strawberry dream cotton candy over there?
Where do I need to go to? You're on my phone right here. What? I'm just saying. I'm not judging.
I'm coming to St. Louis with some cotton candy panties on. Can I get that?
$50 with that bullshit.
Here we go with that bullshit.
Candy panties. Look,
oh my
Rest God. I'm going to see Miss STL with some cotton candy panties.
I'm saying. This is ridiculous.
It's a sad situation, though. I really hope that this woman sues, you know what I'm saying, get every penny she deserves, because there's no telling what has transpired in her life. You know what I'm saying?
Four months?
That's a long period of time to be taken from you. You know, work, kids, your house.
Right,
what
do you tell your job?
What
do you tell your job? Oh, I got pulled over and they found some meth candy in my back seat. What the fuck do you tell your job? And you locked her up for 3 months.
And if she had a really good job, I don't give a damn if she's working at McDonald's. At the end of the day, that was her livelihood. But that's all right. Somebody going to pay her. She's going to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make up for what was done to her, the humiliation and everything else. She's sitting in there and really ain't did nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely.
I really pray that she gets every penny plus more. I wish I had that cash. I need that.
Okay, that's what I was just you. And you know what?
Black folk,
the only one do that. Only motherfuckers that see some bad shit and be like, damn, I wish that was me. We the only ones do shit like be like, damn, I wish that was me. Only black folk be like, damn, I wish I was in the back of that motherfucker's bus that got smacked up, boy. That's a bag right there.
Look,
we the only ones do that bullshit.
Look, check this out. I'm going to buy a whole garbage bag full of cotton candy and throw it in the back seat. Fuck that. And just ride.
Really, just go get the whole thing and just dump it in there. You heard me.
Just ride.
That's hella silly, bro. Hey, we going to get into a quick break, and we got to come back and get into that hot seat, because I know y'all want to talk about that Cardi, man, that Barty and Cardi, baby. So let's go ahead and get into a quick break. It's 420 somewhere. Smoking if you got it, but stay away from the cotton candy. We gonna go on with that rap star, yeah. Mona Lisa. Let's go. Dollhouse.
Waiting for me to get it in. From the back of your man, you think I wanna hit and quit. You dealing with it, got you younger with a lot of hunger. Your heart is on the line and that's a whole lot of pressure. My intentions are good, my intentions are pure. We can go further, only if you're sure. You think I'm laying game, but I ain't playing with you. Looking at you, DaVinci couldn't paint a perfect picture. We had computer love and the block was something special. And every time I hear from you, I wanna be next to you. I got the pen in the pen to tell you how I feel. Now I'm putting it down to show you what is real. You're my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. All you listen to me without you, ain't no way of winning. Us with clothes on is a way of sinning. So let's take the clothes off like it was the very beginning. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you, need you. Yeah, I need you. I'm digging your style, and mommy, you are worth it. Please you believe me when I take your picture perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you, need you. Yeah, I need you. Digging your style, and mommy, you a work. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect. Soft strokes from my brush, that will make your ass. Blowing curves from my wrist, that will make it fast. My signature on the bottom, that will make you mad. Your mixed heritage, that will make me so fan. We on the phone talking like for hours. Intimate conversation, have brains of organs, big showers. Booty with Aliana, dressing Gucci and Gabbana. If I could, I would dress you in all Prada. I know at times you feel a little insecure. Look to me, I'm the one that protects all things natural. I like the way we play to get the game, and you tell me to do it again. You're my motivation for my artistic ability. More than sexual, you're like the best friend of me. In the bed with the rose petals, come lay with me. Jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, girl.
You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you, need you. Yeah, I need you. I'm digging your style, and mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you, need you. Yeah, I need you. I'm digging your style. tell her, mommy, you don't work for sleep. You believe me when I say you're picture perfect.
Hey, how you doing? We are back. If you just now tuning in, you heard live with All Talk No Filter on Dalhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. Hit the 1 if you got something you want to say. And if you hit it by mistake, hit it again. It'll take it back. But anyway, we're going to move on into the hot seat. Okay, so we know for a quick little millisecond that Cardi B and Offset was everybody's favorite new go-to couple. They was like almost the new Jay and Bay. Beehive, don't beat me up. Stay out my inbox. I can say whatever I want to say. But anyway, recently they are getting a divorce. Now, they just had their one-year anniversary, which I believe was, I want to say was August 20th was their one-year anniversary. Now, I commend Cardi B for not being the usual Cardi B. She was actually very mild-mannered and said, hey, look, this is my baby daddy, and we was friends for a long time. And I quote, we've been having problems for a very long time in this relationship, but we going to do our thing as far as business, and that's my baby daddy. So my thing is, y'all only, as far as from what y'all show, because if you weren't, you were hiding it very well. Y'all only been married for a year. Y'all just came up on y'all year anniversary. So, is this a ruse? Because he has a new album dropping in about the next 2 months. So,
but
is this some publicity shit? What y'all think
listen,
about this?
Listen. Can you hear me? That's you. So,
yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, so I could have swore a few weeks ago before all this, you know, this stuff came about the threesome thing and this, that, and the other, you know, I could have swore that they had said someone, I seen it somewhere where they said they were about to do an album together or a song or something. I think it was an album. They were talking about doing an album together. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the Migos are splitting up supposedly or whatever. So I guess they were going to do it. Then all of a sudden, right behind that, this shit pop out. You know what I'm saying? And not for nothing, I've been on Instagram following the white girl. The little MM, she got, what is it, MMM something. Anyway, it's a little white girl that is the one who supposed to have been part of the threesome. No, no.
Well,
skinny little friend.
It was a woman named Summer Bunny, and there was one other person who it was mentioned. It reportedly.
Yeah, the girl that they saying that was involved, the other one, the black girl. Really
uh-huh.
pretty girl, real pretty. I can't remember her name at this moment, but yeah, she's supposed to have been flirting around fucking everything and anybody. You know what I'm saying? They said she just fucks with all the rappers, but the bitch be crying because she can't pay her phone bill. Like, you breaking up families and shit. You breaking up families and shit and fucking all these motherfuckers ain't getting nothing for it? You know what I'm saying?
Write a book
right
overhead.
You break it up.
Write a book like Superhead.
But what did y'all have all these problems that you say? You said that y'all have been having problems for quite some time. Now, if y'all
been messing around. He been messing around with anything and everything coming his way, though. Because these are just the things that we know of. How about the shit we ain't know?
Who is proving that, though?
I don't know.
Who do we
know?
Nobody stepped up and said, "Yeah, I fucked your man."
Well, I guess she's seeing a lot of shit coming up.
She say it was just a talk about thing. What's fucking me up is if you know Cardi B's a popper. We know this. We know Cardi B's go.
But the pretty girl, the black girl. Was supposed to be mad, according to the one of the white girls that's part of their little clique. She's supposed to be mad because she wanted to do some music with Cardi, and Cardi said no.
So I guess next best thing is fuck with Offset, fucker man. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's some dirty shit. You know what I mean? His eyes wander. And it seems to be a regular thing, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, it's sad because, you know, I think Cardi felt like he was her knight in shining armor, you know what I'm saying? And she's not showing no signs of pain or anything. She's pushing through. I did see on the Shade, I think it was a Shade
room. Did you see her at the strip club? She was having a fucking ball. She was doing her thing.
She just did it on a Shade room. It was a Shade room, I believe it was. They showed her doing a concert, the concert in New York. This was the other day. Mm-hmm. She did a concert in New York the other day. And what's that, Motorsports song? She told Offset we should sell damn porn. She said, I told Offset we getting a divorce. I heard that myself. Yeah. It was online. It came through Google, all of that. It was in a Shade room. It's on what you call the one that get everybody's information. One of them goddamn ones that be on TV.
This is my thing. When you dealing with a certain type of female, when you dealing with a certain type of woman, you knew the first time they weren't even married when Cardi had kind of she had clicked out a little bit and threw that message out there on Twitter, and she threw that message out there. So then they made up, but they still ended up getting married. But then you say in an interview y'all been having marital issues for all this time. Since when? Well, because it's closer to his album release date. I don't even understand that. Y'all only been married for 1 year, just 1 year. It ain't like y'all been dating for the past 5 years and then just this past year y'all decided to get married. The fuck out of here. Like, to me, I have to see it to believe it. Her demeanor was too calm. It was. Sometimes when you know a motherfucker calm, people are like, what you up to, bitch? What you up to? You just too motherfucking calm. You too motherfucking calm. I don't even understand. What you up to? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really believe it.
He's saying, listen, right now, I'm looking on here, and it says, Offset speaks out about Cardi's split. Fuck y'all, I miss her. I guess you do now. She typed it. You know what? That bitch got a strong family. Yes, he did. Not holding back. Offset bloody shared his feelings about
y'all one. Who do you think he was talking to? When he sent out that tweet, and it was just like a mass tweet. Like, it said, y'all won. Who was he talking to? Who y'all think he was talking to?
I don't know. Maybe to the people who say that they wasn't going to make it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not buying it. I think she might be mad, or maybe she's pissed off at the moment about something, but until somebody pop up with some actual signed papers, I don't believe that divorce bullshit. They only been married for a fucking year. But we was hopeful, but come on, man. Cardi B, Offset, Cardi B's a popper. I just don't see her messing with a flash of a Migos nigga. I'm sorry. I don't.
I think if they get split, she just going, you know what I'm saying, throw herself into work real hard. She's not going to fuck with no niggas for a minute. You know what I'm saying? She's going to fall back. She's going to focus on her baby. And it's strange. All of a sudden, they put the baby on. Did you see her page? Her Instagram? She put Culture up there. Out the fucking blue. Soon as the split went, soon as she said they was breaking up, the next day, Culture pops up on her Instagram. We have not seen this baby. We don't see
right.
A hand, a foot, the lower part of the baby, ankle down there between the leg and the ankle. We ain't never seen.
Right.
We ain't even seen. We seen her from a distance when she was on a balcony or whatever, but never could see this baby face. And she's a beautiful baby, beautiful baby. You know, it's just a sad situation.
I'm hoping that. I mean, I don't. Right now, I don't really take it seriously. I'm sorry. I don't. I think maybe she just might be. You know, women. are volatile creatures. So, I mean, maybe she's just mad right now. Until I see some, I don't really believe the shit. The nigga's supposed to have an album coming out in the next, I think, 2 months. He's supposed to be dropping the album. So, of course, everybody's going to run out and buy it, stream it, whatever you do, Spotify it, iTunes it, Apple Music it, to see, you know, what's going to be said, because everybody's going to want to know. And everybody knows people who go through hardships with relationships come out with some of the best fucking music. Ask Adele.
Mary
Jane. Because that was her best fucking album. She was crushed. That was when Adele made her best album. I'm sorry. And I love me some Adele, but that was her best album to date. Was when she was going, Mary J. That was her best
Mary
album
Jane.
To date, was when she was going through. That's when people make their best music. So I don't really know if I believe the whole they're
so
getting a
the
divorce
comes out,
deal.
The Summer Bunny girl wasn't messed. She says she hasn't messed with Offset since the baby was born.
She said she didn't know that they were that serious.
It says hours
seriously
later after
married. What do you mean?
Summer
bitch, what
Bunny
do you mean?
Spoke out regarding Summer Bunny spoke out regarding the situation. I have not messed with Offset since he had his baby. I didn't know how serious his marriage was. You know I feel ashamed, Bunny claimed to TMZ. To Cardi B and to her fans and to her family and to her situation. What kind of shit?
Married is married. There is no, I didn't know that they were seriously married or not. What the fuck do you mean? If you're married, you're married. That's the serious part.
I never wanted to break up a happy home or be a cause of someone just saying, like, fuck it, to get a divorce or anything like that. Cardi, who secretly wed, what they're telling you about, you know, them getting married and stuff. It's a sad. But
that
I'm
was a video she came out with, right?
I don't believe it, Chad.
Yeah,
I just don't believe it, Chad.
My first thoughts was it was, you know what I'm saying, some type of gimmick.
That's
that was
a
video she came out with, right?
No, this is.
Because there was, I seen a little video of like his side that supposedly, you know, gap between them. She was crying and sobbing, talking about how she ain't mean to get between them two and this, that, and the third.
If a person is, well, fuck all that bullshit. If a motherfucker married, they married. You sound silly talking about them. Oh, he married, like with a ring and a paper married. I mean, what are you talking about? You didn't know that they was that seriously married. Bitch, what you know? You thought, I mean, please, Summer Bunny, come on now. You got to be smarter than that, ma. Not you. They married. What the hell you thought? He proposed on stage in front of millions of people. What do you mean you didn't know they was married, like seriously married? Come on, lady. You silly. You sound silly. I don't know. I can't say as of now. It sounds stunning. He got an album coming out. I can't wait to see within the next 90 days where this goes. But real quick, I want to push forward to something else. What do y'all, how do y'all, I have to know if anybody out there, please chime in on this. What do y'all feel about Kevin Hart stepping down from the Oscars? Now, you know, well, you may not know, but in the past, Kevin Hart had made what was conceived to be some homophobic remarks. And he talked about his son and what he would do if he found out his son was gay and blah, blah, yada, 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 yada. But he was recently picked to do the Oscars. You can't please nobody with the Oscars. You had the Oscars too black, Oscars too white. It's not enough black cat of people getting Oscars. It's not enough. It's always been a white thing, this, and that. And they finally got the balance of the two. You got a decent genre of black films and actors or whatever that are nominated, and then you got a black host, one of the biggest hosts in this moment at this time, who steps down because he's like, if you don't believe that I've grown, that was in the past. If you don't believe that I've grown up and I have, you know, already, I said what I said, and that's how I feel. It's just his right to feel like that. So he reportedly at this time has said he stepped down from the Oscars. was it worth doing that? I mean, was it even worth it? These are old. If you go off of old things that everybody says, will nobody be able to do shit out here if you went off of everything they said in the past? When you young and dumb, you say dumb shit, and then he's a fucking comedian. Certain things just aren't off limits when you're a comedian. You talk about anything. You talk about business. You talk about politics. You talk about your family. You talk about the shit you took in the morning. You talk about all kinds of dumb shit. So do y'all think he was silly for stepping down from the Oscars because of this homosexuality charge?
He's probably tired, and he can afford to step down shit.
True that.
Motherfucker Tad.
Tad, he's just getting in. Tad, mama, you got wrong one to go, Tad. What can he
talk about all the homophobic type shit he was saying about his son and all of that and all the outlet, you know what I'm saying, the way people probably coming at him. Imagine him being tired. Why keep even being involved? Even though he said what he said, he know people going to have shit to say. They probably feeling like he shouldn't have this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Now he feel like shit. My thing is, regardless of, I'm going to need y'all motherfucking punctuation and grammar and movement police. I'm going to need y'all motherfuckers to sit down because y'all seriously are ruining every fucking thing. Everything is not a conspiracy to undermine something or to put down the women or to put women down or to go off or disband homosexual this and that. Y'all motherfuckers get offended by every damn thing. We even got the PETA people getting mad talking about some, they don't want you to say certain language and verbiage like kill two birds with one stone, they offended. Get the fuck out of here. Y'all doing too much. Y'all motherfuckers picking apart every part of life. Get over it. Let that man make his money. Even if he did say so, it's his son. I don't know any grown-ass man that they might accept it, but I don't know one grown-ass man that's just like, ooh, man, I don't give a fuck. If my son grow up to be gay, he just going to be gay. Fuck it. No man thinks like that. Every man wants man's man to follow their dynasty, dog. I'm not mad at him for saying what he said. It is what it is. And he's entitled. He's entitled to say what the fuck he wants to say. So everything cannot come back and bite you in the ass. Y'all motherfuckers take all the fun out of everything. Y'all suck all the life out of these fucking celebrities like Niecy point out all the time. They human like everybody else. Shit, if one of us say something, if you get on the mall, rap star, somebody going to come back. Oh, well, that one day back in 2016 on the 31st, Rapstar 412 said, yada, 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 we're going to boycott his show. Are you fucking kidding me? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, you know
what?
You know what? I feel that's going to be like everything because I don't know if you know, people who follow me on Facebook, I say some wild shit anyway. I start a lot of controversy, but that's who I am. I start a lot of controversy, you know. But, you know, people, they're just looking for something to just, you know, to like have a witch hunt. You know what I'm saying? It don't even actually really be the actual with their statement. They're just looking to try to like put somebody on a stake and burn them. You know, they do that with everybody, you know. So it's like, you know, if this man don't want his son to be, you know, to grow up gay, like you said, every man who has a son wants his man to be a man's man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If he comes out gay, that's something that happens later on down the life on the child's on their term. But no father is going to be like, you know what? I wouldn't mind my son being gay. If they are, they're lying.
Absolutely.
Because that's, you know, as a man's man, you're like, yo, I want my son to, you know, be, you know, that DMX type shit, you know. But, you know, it's a new day today, and people, you know, if you got families out here if you got families out here that has a husband and a wife and the husband and wife has a boyfriend, and the boyfriend of the husband and wife is also fucking somebody else, and they also all raising children together, then I don't understand. I think people should shut the fuck up and mind their own business and just watch the fucking Grammys for what it is. Quit trying to turn everything into a goddamn witch hunt, because if we dig back in your profile, the fuck would we see?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So people need to shut the fuck up and stop throwing stones, and they living in a glass house. Shut up. Just mind your business. Shut the fuck up. 2018 is about to be over, motherfucker.
It don't cost nothing to mind your business.
Don't cost shit.
Yeah.
That's free. Y'all motherfuckers love free. But anyway, look, we going to do a quick
God.
Break. We're going to come back and get into those honey dip thoughts. You know, because everybody want to know what honey dip's thinking. So we're going to do that Long Star J. They mad. You know, they mad out here. Let's do that real quick. We'll be right back. Let's go. Dollhouse.
Niggas mad and I love it, and I love it. These bitches bad and I love it, and I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, and I love it. A nigga fly, don't need luggage. These niggas say they bomb. These niggas came by a bucket. These hoes never call. All of a sudden, she love it. These niggas wanna see me fall. And she just trying to get nugget. Damn. My weed loud and my cup muddy. You can keep hating, but your bitch love me. Then he the freezer nigga, that's cold blooded. Let me in the game, then it can't sell me. I was working hard when you wasn't hard as me. Who does it? Flow sick, it's disgusting. I'm that nigga, they disgusting. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. And I love it. These bitches bad and I love it. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad.
Yeah, they mad. If you just tuning in, you heard All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. It's not too late. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. Hit the one if you want to say something. We on to them honey dip thoughts. Everybody wants to know what honey dip is thinking.
Hey, well, it's been a pretty calm week for me, thank God. You know what I'm saying? For once. Every now and then, you know, but things been pretty calm. I ain't been letting nothing get to me. You know, I was just sitting around thinking, you know, I just recently went, I had a little debt that I had to clear up. And it wasn't no whole lot of money, but it was enough, you know what I'm saying, especially when you're paying other bills and doing other things. You know, you throw a monkey wrench in your shit, it kind of slows things down. So, you know, I just like living life on life's terms. And I was feeling some kind of way. I was happy I cleared the debt. I was happy to, you know what I'm saying, to not have that hanging over my head. You know what I mean? But I was mad as all motherfucking fuck after I did it. You know what I mean? I was mad, and I can't be. I mean, it's like, why be? I'm mad that I had that I just had to drop that much money all at one time. You know what I mean? But it was for my home. You know what I mean? So
right.
I need to make sure that I pull myself out of that debt so that I don't, I'm not bringing in, you know, 2019, you know what I mean?
With that over
with
your head,
like
right.
That.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah.
Right.
The shit had me stressed. I mean, completely stressed.
Pressed.
You know what I mean? So I, you know, stressed.
And
you know, to the 10th degree, I was upset. I was at work mad at myself. I was all happy when I walked in, and then I started dawning. It started dawning on me. Bitch, damn, you could have went and did this, and you could have went and did that. But you know what? I have to give it to God and be thankful that I've been in my same house 17 years. You know what I'm saying? I have to be thankful that I have a home. You know what I'm saying? I have cable. I got gas. Matter of fact, I got to go pay my electric bill tonight. I can pay the electric bill. I can pay the gas. You know what I'm saying? I can buy things. And, you know what I'm saying? And I'm grateful that I can do that, you know, because I'm looking at some of these groups. I'm not going to name any groups or whatever, but I'm in some private groups of industry people. And my focus is, I mean, everybody's going through it. But it's like somebody always got it worse, sir. You know what I'm saying? But I think that that a lot of people don't understand. You were saying that we're human too. Celebrities and no matter what type of level of celebrity status you have, we are human too. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And we have ups and we have downs. You know what I mean? But I was in this group, and I'm looking at some of the things that the ladies are going through. Like, you got some of these girls, so I'm not girls, these are women, who are moving from one side of the town to another side to go, one state to another state just to have somewhere. They got enough money to get on the bus or a flight and go stay with another porn star because they can't pay their own bills. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's sad. And I was sitting over here complaining that I had to drop that money that I had to drop. You know what I mean? But I'm grateful to just take – I told myself I got to take care of this because I don't want it covering and hanging over me. I don't want to live, like, worrying about, you know what I'm saying, banks and this, that, and the other, anybody coming for my fucking house. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that kind of shit, you know, and holding on to the motherfucking money, I can't take it with me, you know what I'm saying? So I just went on ahead and just paid it all, paid everything I needed to pay, you know what I'm saying, instead of bullshitting, because I could have went to the store with that. I could have went and got them.
Nisha has to go with her man, like, who put the floor on the floor?
I was mad as hell. Upset. Yes. Mad, but I can't be mad at nobody but myself. You know what I'm saying? But then it's like, don't be mad, because I was just looking at the goddamn news while I'm laying here and we're doing the show. I'm looking at the news and the thing go across the screen talking about warming centers are opening up tomorrow. If people don't, that only people who live where it's cold at, go know where the warming center is. That's
place we got them here.
Where people go to. Yeah, where you go to stay warm because you don't have a house. You don't have. You know, niggas be out on the motherfucking corner. Them asses gonna be cold in a few
sleeping
minutes.
Sleeping under bridges.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
Sleeping under bridges. I mean, all types sleeping just outright on the ground somewhere, anywhere. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm grateful that I don't follow behind everyone else, and I do my own thing. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That I've been in my same house as a single woman. Because guess what? I ain't going to say no man pay no bills, because a whole bunch of them motherfuckers do. All my fans help pay bills. You know what I'm saying? But men and women, let me rephrase that. They help pay. You know? But I put the work in for you to do that. So, you know what I'm saying? I get paid for what I do. So at the end of the day, I am just so grateful, but still mad that I had to get that money up. But that's life on life's terms. You know what I mean? I'm looking at, like I said, these girls in these groups. How can you just get up? You could be at every fucking event, but you can't pay your fucking rent. You can't pay your fucking mortgage. You can't buy this or that your kids, not your kids want, but your kids needs. How about that?
Right.
Because sometimes you got to say no to them little motherfuckers because the water bill due. You know what I'm saying? No, you can't have a new Jordan. Bitch, the water bill due. You going to have a funky ass but some new sneakers on. You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
It's dirty socks.
Dirty socks. Smell like corn chips and shit. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Come on now. Ass smell like fish. And you know, at the end of the and if you... Like I said, it's a porn star group, you know what I'm saying, and it's only for the females. And I really, you know what I'm saying, I'm not trying to down any of the young ladies, but it's like, where's the common sense? You know what I'm saying? Some of these bitches is older than me, and some of them are a little bit younger than me. Why? Why do you feel it's so necessary to be at every goddamn event? Every convention. Sometimes you can't go because your home need to be handled and taken care of first. Your home and your
home
children.
First, all the time.
You know what I'm saying? You know, those are the most important things. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you got your health together because you can't without, you know what I'm saying, take care of yourself. You can't take care of nobody else. You know what I'm saying? But come on now, ladies. And this is for everybody. It's not even just for ladies. It made me be grateful. You know what I'm saying? That I could get
right.
The money, make the money. By all means, I work, I hustle, I do whatever the fuck I need to do. You know what I'm saying? To make sure that my shit is covered. And it's hard out here these days. It's hard for motherfuckers. Everybody, no matter who you are, is struggling. I just, you know what I'm saying? My thing is just pay attention to where you're spending your money and what you're doing with your money when you get it. You know what I'm saying? Because times, we haven't even seen the hardest yet. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's so much more to come. You know what I mean? And it's like, stay focused. And not nothing for once, I could say it ain't just our black and brown people. You know what I'm saying? Most of these girls that I see complaining in this group are Caucasian young, Caucasian ladies. You know,
wow.
And it's sad. It's a sad situation, you know, because I be wanting to cry when I'm looking at that. But just to think, I'm mad as hell. And I remind you again, I'm mad as hell. I just dropped that money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But then I have
mm-hmm.
to stop and think, damn, let's get ready to get cold, bitch. You ain't lived in the streets. Shit, I don't even take
okay.
care of you. I'm going to tell you something. Only time I ever was homeless was when I had a fire. That's like 20 years ago. And I was only homeless 3 damn months. You know what I'm saying? 20 years ago. And that was the worst time of my fucking life. You know what I'm saying? That's so stressful. You know, it's a bad time. It's end of the year. It's holiday time. It's already, listen, if you can't buy your kids all them fucking toys they want, guess what? At least get them an apartment or get a room. You know what I'm saying? That's the gift. That's the gift
mm-hmm.
that you can give your children
right.
and yourself is putting a roof over your head, making sure you turn
mm-hmm.
the motherfucking light on. I don't give a fuck if you only got one light bulb. You got to move that motherfucker all over the apartment. Then that's good. You doing damn good. You doing damn good.
Get your pluggable.
I'm
plugging
it
in the living room. Go sit down. Get out of my face.
Okay, I'm sitting in the dark. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that. Long as the TV, you got you don't need to have, you don't got, and not for nothing, yes, I have flat screens, I got, you know, I got old TVs, new TVs, I got whatever I got, but let me tell you something, you don't have to have I like expensive things, granted, but you don't have to have the most expensive shit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to have a
You ain't
got to
have no damn 4K TV. All of y'all motherfuckers run out every motherfucking
yeah.
Black Friday. What happened to the one you had last year? What you doing with that motherfucker? You ate it?
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to have all that. Just have what you need. You got to make sure you got your needs and your babies got what they need. Me seeing is one thing, single person going through it, but when you got little kids and you dragging your fucking little kids from one side of state to another state just because you, your family members or whatever, you must have burned bridges, you can't go to them. So you a travel clear across? To go to California, come from New York, to drag them babies all the way to some strangers.
Couch surfing and shit.
You know, that's sad. Because not just are you jumping from place to place, but you dragging them kids like that. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? And for me, that's a problem. I definitely can't. Yeah, you might be getting all your views, might be popping and this, that, and the other. But, bitch, something wrong. Something's fucking wrong. Your views is popping, but you ain't paying no fucking bills because you ain't got a motherfucking box to pay the bills in. I'm just saying.
Because
when
you're done with those shows and you
got to
go home, make sure you know where the fuck home is. You done made it
Thank
to the
you.
Show, and you got to walk around and meet everybody and
oh,
all
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, bitch got
now
all the fly everything on. Bitch has got all the
right.
fly shit on. You know what I'm saying? And bitch, you ain't got nowhere to go when you leave this motherfucker. No, it's not going to be me. Mm-mm.
That's the couch.
Yeah, listen, I got couches, two love seats, you know what I'm saying, two ottomans and all of that. I want to be able to choose where I want to lay inside of the house, not on the curb with my couch. Because guess what? When you put the couch, garbage man, come take that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, people in general, black, white, green, orange, whatever your nationality is, whatever, whoever you are, pay attention to where you're spending your money and what you're doing with your money. You know what I mean?
And
I'm
know your needs
myself, but
from,
I know I need
from
it.
Your wants. Know your needs from
That's
your wants.
Exactly,
it's the difference.
Exactly. Exactly. So. Exactly. And it's coming from someone who has had unlimited amount of money to someone from I don't have where I've had you know, quite a bit of money too, where I've struggled, when I am struggling, when I'm not, every day is a different day for me. You understand what I'm saying? So pay attention and don't think just because it's fucking Christmas time, you got to go spend $1 million. You do what you can do and pay your bills. That's
that
it.
Way. That way. Go on, man. Preach, honey dip. Tell them how to get at you, man.
Niecy, honey dip on everything. Niecy Honey Dip on everything, everything. I am available for bookings all over the damn world. You can contact my manager, Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com.
Yeah. It's your boy, Rap Star. You can hit me up on my Facebook, Cameron Cortez. Hit me up on my fan Facebook, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, the Resurrection of Hip Hop. Hit me up on Twitter, Rap Star 412. Hit me up on YouTube, Rap Star 412. Hit me up on Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. Instagram is going down.
Sure. And we back next week, same bad time, same bad channel. Because y'all know we got a break coming up. So you know that Christmas and New Year week, Sunday, we won't be in the building, y'all. We don't miss y'all. We know y'all.
Oh, but I'll be
us,
online.
But yeah, you can always go back and listen to us on demand, you know what I'm saying? But we appreciate everybody that tuned in tonight. We appreciate the people that's going to go back and listen on demand. And we'll see y'all next week, man. We here, 7 Eastern, 6 Central.
Happy
Kwanzaa. We love y'all.
Happy
leaning to the left side, leaning to the right, mud in my two cups, I've been faded all night, I love calling you at 4 in the morning, faded, telling you things about me, I wouldn't tell you sober, I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga, I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Yeah.
Leaning
to the right side, leaning to the left, sipping on this,
oh my god,
there ain't nothing left, somebody pass me an already lit spliff,
do it.
I'm way too faded to roll one,
just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits,
do it.
I need a cold one. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga.
Yeah.
I got family who never see the bigger picture.
Hell
no. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches.
Oh.
I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit.
China,
yeah.
stay lit.
Turn up,
yeah, stay lit.